From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. The Political Almanac of Florida gives us a detailed look at the state's House districts this year, all 120 of them. It's full of insider information like why Republicans don't bother much with promoting a local candidate in the area that includes Opa-locka and Overtown. The book is rooted in the premise that anyone who knows the electorate in different parts of the state can predict who's likely to win an election. The author of the book joins us now via Skype from Chicago. David Royce spent 17 years covering Florida politics and wrote the book for our partner, News Service of Florida. Dave, first off, why don't Republicans bother with the district that includes Opa-locka?
Well, very simply, they can't win. The district is one example. That's House District 109 there in Miami-Dade County. One example of most Florida districts where one party or the other just dominates in terms of the way people vote. Less than 10% of the voters in that district are Republicans.
You say that one of the takeaways about South Florida is the degree to which some areas that have traditionally voted Republican, particularly in heavily Cuban areas, are starting to vote for Democrats. Tell us what's going on.
Non-Cuban Hispanics are moving into South Florida and have been for several decades now. And those people are starting to, in some cases, become citizens and register to vote. You have huge numbers of Nicaraguans, Venezuelans, even Brazilians. This increasingly large population of non-Cuban Hispanics in South Florida is largely voting Democratic. Traditionally, of course, the Cuban vote in South Florida always went Republican. The older Cuban Americans, those who actually fled Cuba at the time of the revolution, the late 50s and early 1960s, are still voting Republican, but their grandchildren are voting Republican less and less.
You've seen a clear trend in voter registration and party affiliations. What's happening around the state?
Well, large numbers of Hispanics are registering Democrat. Many of them are also part of a broader trend in which people are registering with no party affiliation, which makes it a little harder to predict how they'll vote. I think people are tired of hearing the two parties fight, and so they choose to join neither party. But the other thing is Hispanics. I think some of them don't really feel like they're comfortable in the Republican Party, which tends to talk a lot about Latino immigration. But they're also not completely comfortable with the Democratic Party because a lot of Hispanics are, in essence, conservative families. They may not agree with some of the social policies of the Democratic Party.
You also write about the Biltmore Hotel in Coral Gables, where former Governor Jeb Bush has an office and Senator Marco Rubio uses the gym. What's the political draw of the Biltmore?
I used it as a symbol for the establishment Republicans as part of the book where I'm trying to make the point that some wealthy parts of the state tend to vote Republican, and that includes many parts of Coral Gables and the area south of there as you go down the coast. When the median income of a particular area gets above a certain amount, the likelihood is pretty strong that the people there will vote Republican.
All right, Dave, is there anything else you think we should know?
One is age. If you graph the median age of House districts in Florida, you can see a real clear place where people start to vote Republican, and that is age 37. If you're younger than 37, there's a good probability that you live in a district where people voted Democrat. And if you're over 37, there's a good probability that you live in a district where most of the people voted Republican. Now, there are some exceptions. If you live in a heavily Black district, most people voted Democrat. If you live in a heavily Jewish district, most people voted Democrat.
David Royce is editor for Special Projects with the News Service of Florida and the author of the Political Almanac of Florida 2014. Thank you for your time, Dave.
Great, thanks.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.